Super Scary Urban Legends. Urban legends are stories that get passed from person to person. They're either very funny or extremely scary. Here's a typical one. The man upstairs. A married couple want to go out for the evening, so they call a babysitter to take care of their three children. When the babysitter arrives, the couple tell her that the kids are already asleep. The couple leave, and the babysitter settles down to do her homework in the living room, waiting for a call from her boyfriend. After a while, the phone rings. She answers it, but hears no one on the other end, just silence. After a few more minutes, the phone rings again. She answers, and this time there's a man on the line who says,
"Have you checked the children?"
Then the phone goes dead. At first, she thinks it might have been the father calling to check up and he got interrupted. So she decides to ignore it and goes back to her homework. But a few minutes later, the phone rings again.
"Have you checked the children?"
The creepy man on the other line asks,
"Mr. Murphy?"
she says, but the caller hangs up again. Tired of the calls, the babysitter decides to phone the restaurant where the parents said they'd be. But when she asks for Mr. Murphy, she's told that he and his wife had left the restaurant 45 minutes earlier. This was in the days before mobile phones. So she calls the police and tells them that a stranger has been calling her and hanging up. "Has he threatened you?" the dispatcher asks. "No," she says. "Well, I'm sorry, but there's nothing we can do about it." A few more minutes go by, and she gets another call.
"Why haven't you checked the children?"
the voice asks.
"Who is this?"
she asks, but he hangs up again. She dials 911 again and says,
"I'm scared. I know he's out there. He's watching me."
"Have you seen him?" the dispatcher asks. She says no. "Well, I'm sorry, but there isn't much we can do about it," the dispatcher says again. Now the babysitter starts to panic and begs him to help her. "Okay," he says. "Give me your number and street address, and if you can keep this guy on the phone for at least 20 seconds, we'll try to trace the call." "Okay," she says, and waits for the phone to ring again. While she's waiting, she decides to turn off the lights so she can see if anyone's outside. And that's when she gets another call.
"It's me,"
the familiar voice says.
"Why did you turn off the lights?"
"Can you see me?"
she asks, panicking.
"Yes,"
he says.
"Look, you've scared me. I'm shaking. Are you happy? Is that what you want?"
"No."
"Then what do you want?"
she asks.
"Your blood."
Terrified, she slams down the phone. Almost immediately, it rings again.
"Leave me alone!"
she screams. But it's the dispatcher calling back. His voice is urgent. "We've traced that call. It's coming from another room inside the house. Get out of there now!" Immediately, she runs to the front door and tries to unlock it, but the chain at the top is still latched. In the time it takes her to unlock it, she sees a door open at the top of the stairs. Light streams in from the children's bedroom, revealing the profile of a man standing there. In a panic, she finally gets the door open and runs outside. There's a police officer there with his gun drawn. At this point, she's safe. But when they capture the man and take him downstairs in handcuffs, she sees that he's covered from head to toe in
blood.